Hey everybody, happy new year, and most importantly, happy new season. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining us for episode one of season three of Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
On today's episode, we were joined by one of our good friends to talk all about the last season of Insecure. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by WTF, also known as What the Fuzz. What the Fuzz started off as making custom slides where customers would bring an old pair of slides and they would be turned into a pop-in first slide. Now, What the Fuzz sells first slides, anklets, necklaces, fuzzy accessories, and more. What the Fuzz is all about looking cute at a great price. So make sure you follow them on Instagram at WTFuzz with four Z's and let them know Pillow Talk sent you to get a discount for your purchase. So, hey, Greg, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us again. And from the title, we know today's episode is all about Insecure. But before we get into that, you know, we like to let the listeners know a little bit about our guest stars, who you are, what you get into, or where they can find you at on social media. So the floor is yours.
What's up, everybody? It's Greg. I'm back. Y'all should know me by now. You know, I popped up on a couple episodes here and there. Y'all can find me on social media. Instagram is GVN95, two underscores, and Twitter. Actually, you can find my Twitter. Link to my Twitter is on my Instagram, so that's the easiest way to do it. But I'm happy to be back. I'm excited for the season, and I'm excited for this episode right now.
So today, we're going to be talking about Insecure, which you know on Pillow Talk, we have to do at least two episodes a season on. But sad to say, this is going to be our last episode on it since this was the last season. But, you know, unless Issa wants to surprise us and drop another season or a spinoff, I'm all the way here for that. Yeah, because I have my feelings about this season. But I'm going to throw it to y'all. So we just going to jump right in. Thoughts on season five.
Season five overall wasted our time for most of it. It was just, right. It was giving like season finale of like season four when it was just like they was wasting our time talking about Tiffany, which okay, we understand postpartum and all, but like they just wasted time getting to what was really important. And that's just what this whole season felt like. Like episodes one through four, five, I don't even know what was happening. It wasn't really relevant. All I remember is she broke up with my man Lawrence, and that was really all that happened from those the half of the season. And then I liked the ending, I did, but it was rushed.
Yeah, like in preparing for this episode, I was really trying to think like what happened on every episode besides the last one. And I remember they was at Stanford, and yeah, that was a weird episode. And they got robbed by the girl they went to college with. That was just weird. And then I kind of remember Issa and Molly was real codependent this season, sleeping in the bed together like they was a couple that was out there. And then the last season, like it was just, I don't know. It wasn't flushed out like it should have been.
Like time jumps first and foremost. Like a year later, 6 months later,
Yeah, it was. I'm very confused by the timeline of Insecure.
Yeah, I think they could have kept the last season. They could have kept a lot of the show, to be honest. Looking back at it all, like, I just feel like so much of the show spent so much time on stuff that just didn't matter. Like, y'all brought up the character dealing with her postpartum and stuff like that. Like, that never came back up. Like, it was never addressed again, or like it didn't play to nothing else. Like, it just, I feel like they were just filling up a lot of time and space. And I think that showed in this last season. I feel like 65% of this last season was like filled with like empty stuff. The whole, you know, Molly's mom, that whole thing, a lot of this season was surrounded with that. And it's like, I don't want to say it don't matter, but like Molly's not even the main character. Like, I don't know.
She is actually
up for debate. Yeah, I would say her and Issa are equally.
It's about them.
About their friendship.
No.
It is very much about the friendship. That's the whole, that's why we see so much of Molly's life. Like, they're their true love story.
From the beginning, it's been talking about Molly.
We see parts of everybody's life. I would say you do see more of Molly's than, like, other characters. That's just because that's her best friend. But, like, I wouldn't say she's also the main character. If that's the case, Lawrence is a main character, too.
I feel like he kind of turned into one, but he wasn't really supposed to be on like the show once season one read, but then
he really wasn't so much
that they brought him back. So like basically they were like it followed the three of them for the most part.
And I feel like they explained it in the documentary about the show. Like had you watched that, you would know that Molly
No, I did not.
Okay. That's a good thing to watch later. It's really good, though.
No, it really was good.
I was crying and everything.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sad that it's over because this was not a good last season. Like, they put so much into, like, not, like, the mentality of killing off characters and everything. But y'all really could have fleshed out everything that happened in the last episode throughout the course of the season. Like, the last episode was super rushed. Like, I feel like it was cute and it was a happy ending, but it was just like, all right, now.
Yeah, like, what happened? Tiffany, the order was, like, four.
Yeah, like.
Lauren's son was old. I'm like, what's going on? And it was just newborn babies. So
I'm mad about that. Like, the last two episodes was the best episodes of the entire season. Literally.
Yeah. I'm happy that Nathan, I'm sorry, I was not team Nathan. So, I was glad when he said he couldn't do it because I couldn't do them. So, it just made sense for me that they just weren't together. It wasn't even about me being team Lawrence. I just never felt the sparks just wasn't there with her and Nathan. Like, it was cool, but I felt like once they made it official, it was even more like, not feeling this at all.
That's your girl Issa's fault.
What? Whoever thought it was mine.
So what is your thoughts on Issa and Nathan, Greg?
I liked Nathan's character development. I think he had one of the better character, like, transitions from when we first met him to how it ended with him. I think, you know, when we first met him, it was cool. Like, him and you can't say you didn't like the idea at first because they were going on cute little dates. Well, you just being hard on them. They was going on nice little dates and they was having like fun, they was doing spontaneous stuff like swimming in that random person's pool. Like,
was that a date?
That's not a date.
They met up and were like spent the whole afternoon together doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's not a date, but it's like, it is though, kind of. I don't know what to call it, but whatever. Like, it was cool and spontaneous. And then, you know, they was going for a little bit and then he disappeared. So then it's like, what the hell is going on? So like, you didn't really care for the character. So when he came back and they revealed like, you know, why that happened, then it's like, okay, like that don't make it okay, but still it's like, okay, you see that he's going through something or like his character is, you know, set up this way. And then it seemed like they were cool, like friends. He was doing better, established himself with a place and the barbershop and all that stuff. And then she wanted to be all extra with him. And like he, you know, caught him off guard because he thought they was just cool. But he went with it. And I feel like that even solidified his character even more. Like it showed him planning events and like the beach thing and you know, dealing with hard stuff, like, you know, that guy that was coming at him at the barbershop, and like he wasn't just fleeing from stuff, like he was, you know, dealing with things instead of like how his character used to be where he would have just skipped town for some undisclosed amount of time. And he faced his old demons, like his cousin and his wife and all that stuff like that. Like, he was doing his thing. Like, I was proud of him. So I started to, I like him as a character now, the way it ended, after they cleared up, you know, his stuff. And I feel like Issa just, like, played in his face.
I think we were watching two different shows because character development in Nathan is, I would not put that in the same sentence.
How? I just outlined everything. You, that's not development?
Your perspective.
How is that not development, though?
I think it just went into the background as to why he goes to her.
Yeah, but he went through similar things from when he disappeared the first time, popped back up.
He did ghost her in some ways. It just wasn't for a long period of time. He is not good at handling conflict.
When did he run off?
When he broke up with her, after he started wilding out at the party.
See, I'm not going to say, like,
he ran away from that. Like, I could see if he was like, you know what? I feel like you and him got some unresolved stuff. Okay, I'm going to let y'all handle that. First of all, he was already on some stuff from the beginning of the episode, asking her about, that's your ex.
That's not on some stuff. That was not on some stuff.
He was asking questions that it's like, if she wasn't talking to him, why would she know all these things about him? How would I know if my ex moved back to be with his girl? How's she supposed to know that?
Exactly. Like, it was very much, he was bothered. Even when they was having the powwow with all the guys and they were talking about barbecue, like, that was very much
tension. I think Lawrence was poking that. Like, I think Lawrence started that back and forth.
I mean,
I think both of them played a part.
Yeah, they both
played. I think Lawrence started it more because Nathan's from, even just being technical, like, you know, the barbecue is better where Nathan is from. Just like, being technical, there's no arguing. LA is not known for no barbecue. Like, Lawrence was just, well, we ain't gonna shit on LA barbecue, this, that, and they're like, all right, just shut up. Like, that's like arguing cheesesteaks with, like, Philly and New York. Like, and I'm like, yeah, but you know where the real cheesesteaks at? They in Philly. And a New York boy like, well, we not gonna shit on New York chopped cheese. Like, nigga, shut up. Y'all not known for that shit.
He was
like,
trying to rep his... Wait, where are Lawrence from? Is he from...
Lawrence,
he was repping his city.
I mean, yeah, all the other guys were like, yeah, LA got, you know, they got this place and this place. So it wasn't just Lawrence like, yeah, bro, LA got the best barbecue. But...
He said, don't knock until you try it.
Man, shout out to Nathan, man. Shout out to his growth and all that shit.
He grew, but I just glad he didn't grow with Issa. Like, it wasn't giving. Them as a couple wasn't giving to me.
And he wasn't trying to give that.
She didn't tie his hand and say, oh, you gotta be my man. We gotta be together. He went along with it. He said, like, this is all going too fast. If it was really going too fast, you would have paused, took a beat, and said, we need to slow it down.
Exactly.
Not just, oh, well, we just going to go fast then. We going to move in, look for apartments.
Yeah, he was right there along with the craziness. So
She would have dipped, but he said, nah, we got to keep it slow. She would have been like, I don't think that's
okay, true. Well, then she wasn't meant to be. Boom.
I mean, I'm not... like, against Nathan or anything. I'm just not team Nathan and Issa.
Yeah, I like Nathan. He was, like, a cool... They was cool as friends until, yeah, you know, they start tripping and thinking that it was going to work.
It just their interaction, it seemed very awkward. Like, it was just... It was too forced. Like, I don't...
It was, like, cute to flirt, I guess. It was just, like... Mm-mm. Even the sex scene, this just wasn't giving.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad they came to their senses despite how they got there. But now, character development, Issa has shown amazing character development.
No. Oh, Issa, my God.
I got Molly. Molly, my girl, did a whole...
Y'all don't... Wait. Issa, what? She really did a lot of character development. First of all...
She developed in a negative...
I think career-wise, like as a businesswoman, yes. I think this season, it was showing her be a bit unclear when it came to her personal life and love. It was just like, But Molly helps her kind of, you know.
Get okay, I'll give you that. Because, like, from career-wise, like, season one, working at We Got You, to now she's running her own business, yeah, contract, everything. She did that. She was still misguided in her personal life. But it's because she was trying to fight the fact that she wanted to be with Lawrence, but the whole baby situation. But, Greg, you just straight shot down her character development. Like, what should be for Issa?
She developed, but not, I don't think she developed in a, like, a positive way. I feel like she's one of, I feel like, well, business-wise, she did. Like, you saw her level up, like, bit by bit. So, that's fire. But in terms of her personal life and definitely romantic life, it's just, like, I feel like she didn't know what she wanted, like, and she was just all over the place with that. Like, she would make a decision, regret the decision, try to spin the block. Sometimes that would work or it didn't work, and then she would, like, move on to the next. So, like, this, of course, this all started with, like, you know, leaving Lawrence, which she ended up being a mistake for her. You know, she tried to eat that mistake and, like, move on and do all this extra shit, and none of this shit was working. She's just, like playing in all these people's face instead of just, like, dealing with, like, all right, maybe you did fuck up. Like, it was just, even up to the end, like, you pursued this thing with Nathan for what? Like all hype. Like, just to, like, want to go back to Lawrence at the sight, like, just at the sight of him. Like, it's just, like, it's a little crazy, a little all over the place. But it's just, like, even when she first cheated, even when she was in the studio with Big Mouth, it's just, like, once that ruined her relationship, like, she even tried to spin the block with him, and, like, he kind of, like, played her. He didn't play her, but it was just like, this ain't that. Like, so I just feel like she was just, like, one of them, like, she's all over the place. Like,
I'll say, it goes to show a lot of people are all over the place. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
She can't do no wrong there.
I didn't say she couldn't do wrong. I'm just saying people do this in their everyday life. They be all over the place and do exactly what she did and be worse than her. So, like, it's giving to what 20-somethings and 30-somethings are out here doing. I mean, you can't act like she's going to be perfect, and because if she should have done her life completely different and went to therapy as well. Like, Molly, I guess, did.
Girl, Molly went all in, what, 4 sessions, and then it was over.
She went back, supposedly. Sorry, we really, I don't know. She had to have it going back, because she was a whole different Molly. She cut her hair. Molly, she was a whole different Molly.
She changed up, and she really needed to, because Molly was very toxic. Like, she was, everything you're describing about Issa, Molly was also doing that. And she was just too pressed for a relationship. Like, it was, and then when she would get one, she was just never satisfied. And, girl, drop the ball with Andrew, because what did it all stem from? The cursing the brother out or whatever? Like,
what was it? Was a lot of things. Like, she, I don't know. He was just like, she wasn't making time for him, and she kept making all the decisions. Like, if it wasn't working for her, it just wasn't working for them. And he was always compromising, and she wasn't going to.
Yeah, so
and it was everybody's fault.
Girl, the victim syndrome that she had, I swear, it was everybody but her. But I am glad to see that she got together. And that just goes to show, like, she changed her life around and she finally got what she was searching all these years for. And it worked out in her favor, but you had to put in the work to get to that point. And I feel
I needed a Torian. I like him.
Yeah, I did like it. When they got high and was like eating all the food, I'm like, yeah, that's the one for her. I like
it. Yeah, he arrived.
That was so annoying for me.
He was very mature.
Annoying. What it was
that
annoying?
Scene of just eating all that food, that was just like, I don't know.
Just because you have bad experiences on that doesn't mean everybody else has to. That's how it was supposed to be. But yeah.
But it was cute. Like they did it together.
Yeah, I liked it. And so it seems like, Greg, you're Team Lawrence, but just not Lawrence with Issa. That's what you kind of hinting at. So let's dive into your opinion about that.
I just wanted a lot more from my man. You feel me? It's just, it's one of them things like, he a sturdy dude. He went through a rough patch. Unfortunately, that was while he was with Issa. Like, that's one of them things that you gonna ride out or you not. I don't blame Issa for feeling like, you know, tired with that situation because that is stressful. Kind of like that movie, Acrimony, when the guy was trying to, you know, get his invention to take off the ground for years. Like, I get it. You don't got time to waste. I understand. So if she would have just said that and broke up with him, we have no issues. Like, we have no issues. But she thought the remedy to that was to go be in the fucking studio. She was laying on the
channel. She didn't think that was the remedy. She didn't think that at all.
I know. I'm not saying that she thought that would fix things. I'm just saying, like, instead of just breaking up with him and doing your thing, you just went and laid on the keyboard and, like, let a hungry up and, like, do his thing. Like, it's just... Like, that's ridiculous to me. So it's just like, because Lawrence didn't deserve that. Like, it's not like he was a shitty dude. Like, he was not a shitty dude. He just ain't have all
his stuff. It wasn't about Lawrence.
And they talked about this in season 4 when they went on their date and, like, they talked through this and why it wasn't just because he forgot her birthday. Like, he literally just wasn't paying her any attention. Yeah, and she, like, just was looking for attention. Not that that was right, but, like,
it
wasn't like, oh, he forgot my birthday,
I'm gonna
go mess with you.
It definitely wasn't like retaliation against him or revenge or anything. She really just wanted to feel wanted, and she felt that with this old fling. And
let me ask this too. If Lawrence ain't turning to San Fran Lawrence, that's his name now, because he's big time now. That's San Fran Lawrence.
Even though he moved back,
he's still San Fran Lawrence. He's big time. So let's say he wasn't San Fran Lawrence. Let's say he was still Best Buy Lawrence. She wouldn't be trying to go back to him.
That's not
true. I think she needed that breakup to even become San Fran Lawrence, because if they would have never broken up, he would have probably still been on the couch.
No, he was on track to be San Fran Lawrence still, because he got the job with the I'm going blank on the name.
But he was talking about he wasn't going to take it at first. I remember, because he was like, he still wanted to work on his act. But she was like,
no, the first job he got with the white boys, they used his act.
No, back when he was still with Issa, he had got a job and he was like, no, I don't know if I want to take it because I think I still want to work on, what was the app called?
I'm going blank on it, but they ended up using that.
It doesn't matter.
After the breakup.
He would have been San Fran Lawrence regardless, and she wouldn't have went back to him if he was still Best Buy Lawrence.
Obviously not, because why would she want to mess with somebody who's not elevating? Like, she wanted better. While she was also in this funk in her career, she also had to come home every day and deal with him not even doing shit all day. Like, okay, sir, get it together. Like, things didn't work out. Okay, what's your plan? What's the next step? That's all she was saying. She's not with him because he's now this big time dude. They genuinely loved each other. They needed some space to figure things out and get on with their lives in the different directions, and they came back together. And that's like, that happens sometimes, so it's not really too far-fetched, but don't ever try to play my sis, because she's out here doing her own thing, so.
She can't do no wrong to y'all. Y'all are like.
But she said that. You act like we said every decision that she did was perfect. No one said that. Who said that?
But for you to say that he can do better, this is the man with a baby. So
what? That don't got nothing to do with nothing. That don't got nothing to do with doing better.
Your stock. Once you have a kid, that lowers your stock a little bit.
What?
Yes. No. Okay.
Not to another realistic adult. Like, that does not lower your stock.
It lowers your stock. I don't care how realistic you are.
No, it doesn't.
Your dating pool is now minimized, because there are people out here who will not date you if you have kids. So now you have a smaller dating pool.
That don't lower your stock though. Like, that don't got nothing to do with you. Okay,
so you have a smaller dating pool, I should say.
Okay, and he could have found somebody better in that dating pool than Issa. Like,
But that's who he wanted. So you're saying he deserves it. He wanted Issa.
I don't know
though.
Why
I just
he
think.
Wanted.
I just think. What's the friend named Chad? Chad put it to him like he don't really be fighting. He didn't fight the first time when she cheated. Like, you got to fight for what you want sometimes. And
that made me mad too, because Chad not even like that. Like, that's not
Chad
even Chad's
supposedly
character.
Was. We just
he
didn't get enough background, but he did say that he fought for his fiance or whoever he ended up with. He did. Read between the lines. He said
Chad
it.
Never displayed himself as a lover boy ever.
Yes, like, he did.
You gotta be a lover boy to fight for what you want.
Yes, he did though. When he was cheating, he I know the girlfriend or fiance name was like Leah or something. He was like, yeah, I had to really fight for her. What are you talking about? He always makes reference to it.
All this time was like Chad was the whole man, you're singing now. Get your dick wet. Like,
yeah, he was like that, but he was in a whole relationship. And then once he got caught up, he started chilling after that.
And said that.
Yeah, like Lawrence.
That was definitely a dialogue.
Lawrence let life happen to him. And he really was just so complacent with how things were working out. And his friend needed to tell him, that's who you really want. So go get her, period.
And that's what he did at the, what was it? The goodbye party or whatever.
So I guess you didn't agree with that, Greg.
No, I was devastated. I felt let down.
I really can't, like, it's the Issa slander.
I'm not slandering her, like, she cool, but like, just not for my man.
So could you see him and Condola making it work?
No, because she's weird.
What's weird about her?
She brought me the wrong way from the point of yeah, whether you want to be in the baby's life or not, I got it, just that. Like, she didn't even give him a chance to react to the news. Like, she walked up, hey, I'm pregnant. And whether you want to be in the baby's life or not, it don't matter because I'm going to take care of it. Single mother, I can do this, like, all by myself. Like, he didn't even get a chance to say, wow, like, are you really pregnant? Like he didn't get a chance to react before she started going in like he was just going to be a deadbeat. He didn't get a chance to say anything. Then she started treating him like he wasn't trying to be a deadbeat when he was trying to be involved. Like, that's weird to me. I don't care, like, and I know it speaks to that whole debate where, like, you know, some women feel like men, like, can't take care of a child like they can, which they, you know, in a way they can't. But still, like, Lawrence was never indicating that he wasn't, like, trying or didn't want to be there. So, like, she rubbed me wrong from the start of that. I didn't like that. So, no, I didn't want him to be with her. But she's salty, though. Like, as she see him becoming, like, a good father, like, I know she's salty that she didn't. I know she would be salty. Like, in real life, somebody would be salty if they came at somebody that way and it turned out how it was turning out. Like, he should have stayed with Shorty from Best Buy.
Oh my God.
She was too hype and too, like, no. It was maybe a little fling, but as a relationship, that was not.
She was pressed.
I liked the Shorty from Best Buy.
Why? Because they had good sex?
No, that don't have nothing to do with it.
So then why? That was all that was.
That's all they did.
She was all about my man Lawrence.
Pressed on his dick, pressed, like, for no reason. Inviting him to family cookouts and all that, like.
Too soon, too fast, too quick, too hype.
Too much, like.
And it wasn't even that.
Like,
he was messing with that other girl, I think, at the time. The girl he worked with.
Yeah, and then brought her to the damn...
He was doing anything.
Aparna. Yeah. I like Aparna, too. He should have been with her, too. I like Aparna.
He wasn't ready for
her.
He
messed that up.
He wasn't ready for her.
Yeah, he messed that up. She was sturdy, though. Like, she was sturdy.
And people let sturdy things go all the time. Once again, showing how life happens.
He don't want these people. That's why they happen. Like, he thought he did. He was just out here wilding, then he got burnt and was salty, and then he went to church and met the church girl. What happened to that girl? I feel like they went
the
on
church
like a
girl.
He met some girl at church.
I think that was like a one-time conversation. Never went.
I remember the threesome joint with the Jones from the supermarket.
That episode irked me because I don't like when black men mess with white women. I don't care. Like, I don't, especially in that circumstance. Like, that was. Yeah, I digress. Yeah, Lawrence was just out here. He had to get it together, and he was honest with himself. Something that most men don't do. So I appreciate that for him. I'm trying to think of like what, because we like talked about the three main characters. Well, we didn't really get into Molly like too much. So Dom, you were rooting for her character development. So speak to that.
I feel like for most of the show, seasons 1 through 4, she was a mess. It was just self-sabotage. And I don't know what happened. I could, in season 5, she just showed up and was correct. Like, she just seemed like she wasn't, I don't know. Because when the season first started, she was giving like, what was she doing? Like, she was just messing with a whole bunch of different people. Maybe that was something she had to go through. And I think the whole mom thing like set her down and show her like she was wasting her time on nonsense. So maybe that's why they threw the whole mom thing in there. I don't really know. I don't understand. But I like Torian for her. I felt like it was interesting because like they've showed him before, but I don't know why I swear he was married, but clearly he was single. But like how they were almost like enemies and like battling one another and to like connect on this, you know, her mom's sick, his brother or somebody was sick, and how like they connected over there, and he just genuinely cared about her and like didn't want anything. I think she just wasn't used to like being genuinely cared for, and I think it just, you know, opened her up and showed a different side of Molly, because she always is just in control and she's like, it just has to be perfect. And clearly with her mom, I think it showed like life isn't going to be perfect and things are going to happen. And, you know, that's when you have to lean on people a little bit more. And I just liked Torian for her. So I liked how he kind of popped up out of nowhere, but then like he was always there at the same time. Like,
yeah.
So I do like, you know, she got married, which was her goal, you know, to find herself a good man. And I'm glad she was ready to receive the love that he had to offer. So she had to, you know, go through her journey of, you know, therapy or whatever she went through to get there. But, you know, she got there and her and Issa became stronger. Like you said, they were a bit codependent in the beginning of the season. I was confused. It was as if they were like dating each other, which maybe... maybe they were
one scene that they was in the bed though.
Okay, but read between the lines, like it was all,
but they had
to read in between the lines.
It's all like they were making comments about like, I'm coming over tonight, we're gonna do this type of dish,
dinner Tuesday taco, you might as well like bring your own pillowcase.
It was a lot going on. Like, it was,
I feel like women do that a lot.
Huh?
I feel like women do that a lot.
You gonna have your own pillowcase?
I don't know about all that, but
hanging out is one thing. They were very codependent. You're a guy, so you just watching like, oh, they're being friends. That's normal. Like, yeah, but I really do appreciate how Insecure really highlights the importance of your friendships. Like, that is something I feel like I'm always talking about, because especially adult friendships. Because they are really hard to maintain and people don't really put a lot of effort into them, especially in comparison to romantic relationships. So I feel like they did a good job of showing like, it's going to get hard. It's going to be rough patches, but you got to make it work because these are your people. Like, and like, I swear, like the last episode had some of the best quotes and like the best scenarios. Like the writers did their thing with it. Like, it was just so well written and delivered. I am upset that it was really rushed. I feel like it was kind of, it was fairy tale, because I'm a realist, and not to say everything, everybody had their happy ending. It was perfect, rainbows and butterflies, and it's different to see for the past essentially 5 seasons, because for the first 8 episodes, well, 9 episodes of the last season, it was kind of some mess and like uncertainty, and to see, yep, everything worked out for the best. The end.
But for some people, it wasn't the best. Like, a lot of people would be like, Issa, girl, don't go back to him. He got to be like, so like, in some people, that's not their fairy tale life to go back to their ex who had a baby, but that was what was right for Issa. I don't think hers was too much fairy tale. Maybe Molly's was maybe, but like, but then I guess still, because she wanted her mom there, but her mom wasn't like this. Now, Kelly, I don't even know if it was fairy tale. I just think that it was just different for her because she never wanted any of that. So for her to finally settle down and fall in love and then the baby. And Tiffany, I don't know. They didn't really get too much into it, but she didn't seem happy.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Where did they go? Denver? Like, she low-key didn't seem happy, but they kind of just rushed over that. And she said she didn't like it there. She going to move back. She going to be like, I'm going to be here part of time and he can work there.
Yeah, that she definitely wasn't feeling it out there at all. Like, she, from when she had the baby, like, I just feel like she was having these bouts of depression and just not being happy. And, you know, she tries to act like she has it all together, but, like, she really doesn't. And that's okay. Like, nobody is perfect. She was, like, spending so much time putting up these facades and was real life struggling. And then she made, like, a comment in the episode where they had their girls' night in. Like, what am I going to do without y'all? Like, what if I get depressed again in Denver? Like, I'm not going to have anybody.
I look for you for hours.
Yeah, that girl, I'm sorry. Postpartum depression is real, but y'all did not need to give us a whole episode on Tiffany's character dealing with it.
When Condola was pregnant, like, what? That was what we needed to be doing.
They gave 5 minutes, if that, of that whole thing. Like,
two, him looking stupid, the way they shot it. I'm just like, oh, no.
And that's what they did this season. They dropped bombs the last minute of the episode. Like, okay, the end. Like, that.
I wouldn't even say bombs. There was no, like, the most, like, oh, like, the most oh shit moment was probably, like, Nate and Lawrence clashing. Like, that was probably like the oh shit. Other than that, it was no bond. Like, it was nothing that was just like, wow, I can't wait till next week.
I don't say bonds, but it was just like cliffhangers, I guess. Like, even when her and Nathan decided to make it official, that was at the end of the episode. I can't even think about any of the other ends of the episodes. Yeah, this season wasn't that memorable. Sad to say. Like, the last episode is the only thing that really sticks out in my mind.
And the first one, because she broke up with Lawrence at the end. After
that was memorable.
And I'm like, first of all, I was shocked that they were even still together, because, like, the way she made it seem like during the season finale, she left. So I'm like, oh, he picked her up, they're together. And then she like, what? So, like, that didn't sit right with me. And then they didn't even, I guess it's nothing to really talk about, but they didn't, like, talk. She was just like, I don't think I can do this. He said, okay. And then that was that. Like, huh? No. Like
he could have not necessarily pled his case, but, like, something. Like,
fight something for her, like he said.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, okay, I understand. No, I don't understand. I want you. Like, something.
Like, she was about to go to San Francisco with you, and now, I understand the baby, you know. I mean, I understand, especially letting him kind of see how the co-parenting is going to work out for sure, you know, but, like, just to write him off completely when you knew that was who you wanted to be with.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. It was just, you, both of them were fighting what they really wanted, and, like, that speaks to, like, the whole, like, ideal situation. Like, nobody wants to be with somebody who has a baby. Well, he didn't have a baby on her, but, I mean, kind of, sort of. And that's not ideal. Okay, Greg, I'm not, like, it was an unfortunate situation that happened. Like, but
she had a baby on herself. Like, full circle, coming back around, now that they're back together, she had a baby on herself.
Who, Issa?
Yeah, that baby only exists because they broke up.
Hey, can you, like, explain?
Like, what?
They broke up. he was single, had the child, then she wants to get back together. So she can't.
That's
she
almost not how they were already dating.
Boy, did you watch the episodes in order? Because that's not how it happened.
How did it happen?
They had their cute date and they proceeded to start dating to see where things were going. Things were going great. And then Condola kept hitting him up. I gotta talk to you.
He tried to text him in. I'm pregnant.
Wasn't that before they started dating?
No.
Yes, it was. She would have got pregnant before they started dating.
She did get pregnant before they started dating. But what I'm saying, right. he didn't know. Like,
right. But it was before they started dating.
So it was Issa.
They started dating. Issa didn't just.
He never would have been talking to Condola if they would have just worked the shit out. So the fact that she, and then she starts talking to him again and decides, I can't do this because of the baby. Then you leave him, you chalk it up again. And then it's like, all right, just to do all that. And now you come back again and you want to just be with him? Like, you can't be with
him. Wait. When you did she talk to him twice?
When they came back from the airport.
Okay, and then the one time before that was when?
And before that was the actual relationship. Then
he broke up with her that time, didn't he?
He definitely broke up with her.
I thought he broke up with her because she cheated. I mean,
could you blame him? Like, yeah. Like
most, that's the whole double standard thing because a lot of women stay when somebody cheat on them. So what do you say? He didn't have to.
That's one of them. I don't blame nobody for leaving somebody when they're cheated on, man or woman.
Okay, so your argument is that Issa had a baby on herself because...
Issa had a child on herself. That's crazy.
That's crazy that you even saying that right now.
She did.
That's interesting.
And she got to live. Like, she can't even be mad. Like, she can't look at the little man and be like, she can't feel no kind of way. Like, that never would have happened. Like,
that's not true. Like, that's really not true. Why can't we talk about them not being protected? Like, that's
he was single, living his own life. That don't matter.
Okay, just because you say
but that. But they said they were being careful, so you must wasn't being that careful. Okay. And if so, then job was just meant to be here. Then if y'all was taking all the necessary precautions and he still showed up, then maybe, you know, that was a miracle. As people said, it was a miracle.
Wasn't being no damn careful. Y'all knew what y'all was doing. Like, I don't care.
That would have never been a thing if she didn't want to spend a night under the blue lights in the studio. Like,
the lights was blue. I don't remember that.
Dude, they wasn't regular. I don't know.
Wow. Now just
blame. That was years ago.
Like he ejaculated.
I think Lawrence got over it. Okay. Lawrence got over it. You gotta get over it too, Greg.
I'm over it. I'm fine, but I'm just saying. I'm just clearing up little, like, you know, you said he had a baby on her. That's not the case.
I say he didn't, but I said kind of sorta. I didn't say he had a baby on her. Loosely.
It ain't kind of sorta.
Next topic. So all in all, we kind of saw the ups and downs of the characters throughout these different seasons of the show and seasons of their lives. And like, what are some of your favorite moments from the show?
My all-time favorite moment was Kelly putting on the act that she was like from England at Issa's first block party with the guy.
Yeah.
That was hilarious, yo.
Yeah, Kelly is really funny. Like,
Kelly carried that show. You take Kelly off the show, I probably wouldn't watch it.
She was a writer too. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Writer on the show, and then like she just played the part so well that they was like nobody else can play her. I'm like, that's crazy.
She said a bitch got pregnantus.
I like definitely like the date episode when Issa and Lawrence were on a date. It wasn't like planned. It was just like they went where the night took them, and it was just so cute. I like Coachella too. Like, it's just
I love Coachella.
Like, that just seemed like a vibe until, you know, Kelly Peden herself and all that. But like the episode just seemed fun, like to just get lit with your friends, have a good time, meet people, like,
yeah,
it seemed like something I would like to do. So yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a vibe. I think I like not my favorite moment, but y'all like peep the background like sitcoms that they had going on, like Looking for LaToya, mm-hmm, and yeah, all that. Like those were like really funny because they really had like some real actors and actresses on there. Like they had Ray J as a fiance or something. Like
it Regina really Hall, I think, was in one.
It
was,
yeah, like that was funny and cute as like a backdrop to the actual show. But yeah, I would have to say my all-time favorite memory was the date episode. Like that was just so cute. And like when she said, I don't want to go home, like, yes, sis. I was like so happy for her. Like that's what we need to do. Like we need to say what we want, you know. He could have been like, no, I want you to go home, but he was like, mm-hmm, all right, well, you saying then, like, I really loved it. But Coachella is definitely a vibe. I don't know if I can do like a real life festival, but
yeah,
no, like being out somewhere, some type of day drink, that seemed fun. And that's the episode. That was like her and Nathan's second date, for real. Like, remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they linked up. Yeah, Molly was like, oh, this is why we came to this party. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, like Nathan seemed cool in that light. Like, he the cool, like, if you, you know, but not, I can't take that seriously. Like, yeah, he seemed cool.
So, are we happy with how Insecure ended? Do we have any cliffhanger thoughts, any questions?
I want a refund.
Why, Greg?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I watched all that for. Like, to me, it's one of the shows where, like, if somebody asks my opinion, I'm like, how is it? I'm like, I mean, if I'd never seen it, I'd be okay. But
okay, Dom, what are your thoughts?
I felt like I don't know when I started watching this show. Like, I'm trying to remember. I felt like I was like a season late. Like I probably watched it right before season two aired. But I liked the show. Like it just, I felt like it was like real and raw, and like it wasn't like, I guess, too fair. It wasn't too like TV movie like this dreamland. Like it was just reality. Like I'm insecure. I'm talking a mirror to myself and pipe my, like it just was like I could relate. And like, cause Issa, like she was just like this awkward Black girl. Like she wasn't like the baddie IG. Like it was just like relatable. So I liked it, and I liked how in it, and like she was secure. So like herself in the mirror wasn't talking back to herself because she was secure in, you know, who she was and where she was going in life. And I loved that for her. And I think, you know, it was rushed, but I was team Lawrence, and I wanted her and Lawrence to be back together, and they did it, and it shouldn't be no drama because Condola probably set herself down somewhere. As long as she don't want Lawrence, then we all good. So yeah, I'm happy. It definitely could have, you know, played out a bit differently during the entire season itself, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't know, you put me on to Insecure. I feel like you and Don was like, you really like this show, and I feel like you can really relate to Issa. I don't know if that's a shot or not, because Issa,
I said that, I don't even remember.
I was like, you gotta watch this. I'm like, oh, when I start watching it, I'm like, damn, this felt like my relationship at the time. So it definitely felt really relatable, like super relatable to me. But like, it's like real life stuff. Like she is truly an awkward Black girl. Like it's not like the main character that we're used to seeing on these like really prominent shows. And like they're both brown women, which was amazing. Like both of them.
Natural.
Yes, natural. Shout out to her and your stylist.
Yes.
And it was just something that you like a feel-good show. Like you could watch it with your girlfriend, or you can watch it with your boyfriend, and like somebody can take something from the show, including Greg. And I would definitely recommend to anybody who hasn't seen it to watch it. It's a really good show, especially for the age that we're at now. Like it shows you that nobody has it all together. Like, this timeline, I feel like we say, like, at 30, I should be in X, Y, and Z position, but they clearly show you that life is messy, and listen, we need to celebrate ourselves more often. And
facts.
It was just like, and then watching the documentary just put it all together for me. Like, I'm like, wow, this show is amazing. Like, but season 5, it could have been done a little better, but I am happy with how it ended. So do we have any closing remarks that are not slanderous to Issa?
I feel like this is one of the shows that definitely did, like, shift the culture a bit. Like, it had Black Twitter and all of us every week, we on there talking. Yeah. Like, I think it's definitely something, you know, I'll remember when I'm in my 40s, you know, if I'm still here, God willing, you know, like, be like, yeah, I remember back when I was in my 20s watching Insecure. And like, it's one of them shows, like, it's like Girlfriends, but it had its ending, you know? Like,
Yeah, I definitely love the cultural impact that it had. Like, just seeing, like, after the finale, like, my Twitter feed for, like, 3 days after the finale was nothing but, like, all these tweets from everybody. And I'm like, wow, like, this is really amazing that we had this. And, like, for us, from us, like, it was just so well done. Like, it wasn't one of those shows that was, like, here, we giving y'all something and it was bad. Like, it's really a good show.
Yeah, we were like really invested in these characters. It was as if they were real. Like, I was writing for Lawrence. Like, I knew him.
Yes, I love a show like that where you really like, really become like, okay, I need to see how this is going to turn out for this character because you clearly don't like Nathan. So,
but I do, just not with Issa. He was alright. As like the cute little light skinned friend, I guess, you know. He was just too light skinned for me, but you know, Issa liked it.
Wow, now we're just colorists, but from the light skin girl. Okay.
I am not. He's yellow compared to me.
And anyway. No, he is. He's like that.
Okay. He's light bright.
Yeah, he is.
No offense to light skinned people. We love everyone.
Yeah, you're light-skinned. Of course you love light-skinned people.
Anyway, next caller.
Greg, any closing remarks? Any, like, different alternate endings you would have liked to see?
I really don't know how. So, coming into the season, I didn't know how I was expecting them to end it. Because it just didn't feel like it was time for it to end.
Yes, I agree. It
wasn't. So, I can't even really give you no alternates I wanted to see. Cause they like we said, I feel like everything was just rushed. Like, it just was like, all right, we gotta get this out and over with. So I don't know, but I can accept the way it ended. I think it was a cultural, like it had a moment in the culture. Definitely it'll be talked about. Best soundtrack on a show.
Yes.
For sure. Put me onto a lot of music.
A lot of artists too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely by far the best soundtrack. But yeah, shout out to all them, shout out to Lawrence, Team Lawrence forever. And that is what it is for me.
Okay, well, as they said, they had me all crying at the what they were saying, like in a documentary, like Lawrence last scene. What was the saying? You know what I'm talking about, Dom, where it would be their last time on the set.
I can't think of it.
And they were like, they would shut the thing.
Yeah, and they was like,
that's a wrap for Lawrence. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, yes. And Molly's hit me. I said, oh no.
Girl, I cannot. I literally cannot. But that's a wrap for our adventure with Insecure. Thank you, Greg, for stopping by. But before you go, we do have an hashtag XTeam. And you know how it go. I'm going to read it and I'm going to let you take the floor first, Greg, to give your advice on this. So I think this is very interesting.
All right, let me get in my wallow bag.
Okay, so it says, hey, Pillow Talk folks, I need some advice on my struggles with dating. I'm a 29-year-old that works at a finance firm and I pride myself on living a life of luxury and being financially stable. I own my own home, rental properties, and multiple cars. I also have a timeshare, so I'm able to travel frequently. Because I can afford to splurge on myself, I do prefer the finer things in life. My problem is that I haven't had the best of luck with dating or relationships because I don't seem to ever meet a guy that is on my level. I keep running into guys that are, one, I make more money than, two, don't meet my standards, or three, is only interested in using me for what I have or can do for them. I'm sure that the man for me is out there somewhere, but how do I navigate dating when I don't know if men are genuinely interested in me or what I have? Is there some type of vetting process I should be doing with men? Please help. Greg.
Interesting. All right. So first I would say it's hard to, when you feel like you're very much established and you have a lot going for yourself, because it sounds like you have a lot going for yourself. So it is hard. I can imagine hard to date and find people that have also established, especially at 29, you doing your thing. So one with the you said the three types of people you keep meeting. I believe one you said someone you make more money than. I feel like I understand where you're coming from. Like, you don't want to feel like you have to support everything, but like, are you meeting men who are reasonable enough that they can afford their lifestyle? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they might not have a bunch of rental properties and all these things like that, but like, can they pay their bills and they have, you know, things going for themselves? Like, you might make some more money than them still, but like, it's a difference between making more money than somebody who's like bummy and like a little bit like unmotivated in terms of leveling up. And there's a difference between a guy who makes less than you, but he's still like doing his thing. Like, you know, you say you work at a financial firm, like say you meet a SEPTA driver, they still making some dough. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's not financial firm dough. So it's like, you might have to, you know, give some, a little like pool, you might have to ease up a little bit in that area. In terms of meeting guys who are just trying to use you, I think that's very easy to see. Like, guys who are not going to put any effort into like planning things or, you know, taking you places or like, you know, even getting you like little gifts here and there. Like, I think it's easy to see if someone's using you. You sound like you're aware of that kind of stuff. As far as a vetting process, I think you need to just pay attention to the little things, like when you first start talking to someone. So are they taking you out? Like when y'all go, after he learns about what you do and the things you have set up for yourself, when y'all go out, like, is he like, when that bill hit the table, is he grabbing it right away? Like, not even trying to let you see it, or, you know, things of that nature. When y'all go, even like the littlest thing, even when y'all go to get ice cream or something like that, like, is he without question, like walking up and paying for those kind of things? Like, that tells you a guy got his own stuff going on. Like, he's not worried about it. He's more about the classic, you know, courting process. Whereas like, I feel like if after someone finds out what you do and then they start talking like, all right, well, we can go out this time and then you got it next time. Like, they start trying to split it up right there, like early on, like that's like, I think that's a good indicator that he probably can't match your energy. So it's hard. It's no like exact vetting process, but like, I think you need to just be aware of the type of people you meet. And like I said, like if you meet some people like based on what they even might've majored in college, their financial ceiling for what they can make is only going to be but so high. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be aware of that. What if you meet a teacher, like, or a professor or something like that? They might not make as much as you, but they're still doing a legit job and providing a legit service to the community. So it's like, as long as they're not bummy and trying to leech off you, like, you might have to be able to deal with it. You might, you know, make more than them. And if he can deal with it, which a lot of men can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, for different reasons, but if they can deal with it and y'all come to a good rapport, like, that's all that matters. He shouldn't be trying to, oh yeah, that's our investment property now. Like, if he's talking like that, he's trying to use you and come up off of that stuff. Or he might come in and be like, I like how you got that set up. Can you help me set mine up too? Like, he might want his own. So it's like, a whole time you still make more than him. So it's like, you might have to swallow that little bit of pride, since it might not be the classic situation, and that's okay.
Damn, that is some really good advice. I'm gonna let you go.
I'm gonna say. he said everything I would have thought of, and more. Goodness, how do I follow up? You need a whole speech there.
My bad.
Yeah, to piggyback, like do what Greg said. But definitely, it seems like sometimes you do have to not lower your standards, but you know, bend them a little bit, because you never know. Like, he might be out there. He just might not be at this firm. Like Greg said, he might be a substitute driver or a teacher. He might just be in a different field that's just not making as much money as you're accustomed to. But you're an independent woman. You know you don't need a man to, you know, take care of you. So, you know, at least he should be able to take care of you, like, just, like, mentally and emotionally. So just look for what you want there. And if he's not doing that, then you know that's when you kind of weed out the people who you want and the people who you don't.
That is interesting, though. Meeting someone who makes less than her but still has their own, like they got their own crib, you know, own car, all that stuff. So let's say they hit it off and it's time to, like, you know, they getting serious, boyfriend and girlfriend, say you're talking about moving in, right? I'm sure because she makes more, I'm sure her house is probably eight, 9 times out of 10 going to be nicer than the SEPTA driver's house. But if he's like, move in with me, she seems like the type to be like, no, because she wants to live a certain way. But he technically, if he moved in with her, it might not be that classic situation where he pay all the bills, because what if her house costs more? Like, it's one of them situations like where that's the bending that she's going to have to do and understand,
that's how I looked at it, because I feel like the beginning is just, I'm this rich bitch and I got all this stuff going on for myself, I make money, I can spoil myself and all that. Wow, that is great, like I want that for everybody, but like everybody isn't like that. Like some people are like, they're living within their means and they're okay, they're stable, like they're not living paycheck to paycheck, but they're also not making six figures a year, and that's okay with them. So you gotta bend on some things. Like it's about it has to be a compromise and not a sacrifice. You downsizing to live in a 3-bedroom townhome as opposed to your nice ass penthouse, that's not the worst compromise in the world. Like that's okay. Like, and you got to think about how your lifestyle is going to change if you do want kids, because I know I don't want this nice ass luxurious home with kids running around, because kids are menaces. So like ideally for me, I would like take the townhome. So it's just about, I would say in the vetting process, don't tell people what you do. Like tell a little white lie, say you a teacher or something, and like see how that goes. Like see, because they'll start to get to know you, because I mean you're not defined by your career and the nice things that you have, so just start to get to know them as you the teacher, or just you, whatever your name is, you as Sally. And then once you start to see if there's a connection and a spark, then maybe you can start peeling back some of the layers. But you don't have to tell people that out the gate, because I feel like, I think about this with celebrities, like when celebrities date like non-celebrities, like do they go through this? And they can't lie and say they're not a celebrity. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a risk anytime you're dating, no matter what the hangup is. But I definitely think this comes down to kind of taking a step back and I want to say value system, because you value like this life of luxury, which is great. And you can give that to yourself. It's good that you can give that to yourself, but also have a little bit perceptiveness about maybe some guys aren't really about that. And that's okay. Like if they can take care of you, like Dom said, emotionally and mentally and physically, and they can be a man's man to you and they're a great man, then I feel like that kind of outweighs how much money they make.
For sure. That point you brought up too about not telling them right away, I think that's a good idea. Cause you, like as a woman, you could skate off for a good amount of time without like a guy coming to your your space. So he don't never even got to see how you living. For real, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, women can skate off with that for a while. Like, whether y'all date for, like, 2 months, like, y'all could just be going places, or you go to his place. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could definitely finesse that for a while to get a feel for how he is and how he handled his business and what he has established for him.
Yeah. And so that would be my advice. Just try to see, you know, without giving too much about who you are and what you got going on. I think that would kind of be the vetting process, I guess. Dom, you got anything else to add?
Nope, y'all both said it more than enough.
Well, okay then. That is a wrap for season 3, episode 1 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Shout out to Greg for being our first guest star of the season. We appreciate you.
Nah,
here he goes. Yeah, I don't know, maybe season 4 he might be the second co-host, who knows. But it's been real. It was a great conversation per usual, and we out.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at pillowtalk_uncensored, and remember to chat with What the Fez for some cute slides and accessories. Until next time.